There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, George Kurtz with you for 2 hours of fantasy sports talk. We'll take closer looks at the Monday night football game from last night, some ramifications from that. The latest around the NFL in terms of injuries, our producer Brett Levy is locked and loaded with his lineup tonight on FanDuel to help you out with a little daily fantasy sports. And, of course, some baseball talk here on the show, as who would have thought that the hot stove would be so hot in the last 48 hours, signings, news, everywhere. And who better to talk about that with than my co-host today, the Yankee fan who is waiting for nothing at this point, as it would appear, George Kurtz. George, good morning. Good to be with you here on the show. How are you?
I'm good. Like you said, Yankee fans are like, what's going on? Not doing anything. You know, the big move is releasing Clint Frazier here. Not enough news for Yankee fans. So I think Yankee fans are more wondering, Craig, more than anything else, who's going to play shortstop next season? Who? Anyone? Craig, you want to play short?
Yeah. I mean, got Little League game tonight. Had one last night, too. And I feel like I can still lumber around a little bit. So why not? But let's get to our headlines here on the show. Lots of baseball, lots of football here on the show today. So Monday Night Football. A little bit of an unusual game where you had two teams that kind of appeared on the outside looking in, but that may have changed as the Washington football team win their third straight, beating Seattle 17-15. Brian Kelly leaves Notre Dame for LSU. My gosh, coaching carousel is insane. The Rangers signed Corey Seager, speaking of insane, to a 10-year contract over $300 million. And the Mariners add Robbie Ray on a 5-year contract. But that, of course, is just the tip of the iceberg. This morning, it was reported that Javier Baez signs a 6-year deal with the Detroit Tigers. And then, George, I reported earlier this morning, too, Yan Gomes signs a 2-year contract with the Chicago Cubs, which definitely puts Wilson Contreras maybe in play, maybe even for your Yankees, George. So, what to make of all of it? I mean, start anywhere you want, George. Start with baseball. Start with football. We got a lot of news to cover here on the show.
Well, it's been a crazy last couple of days in baseball, right? I mean, you can make the argument, hey, we should have a pending lockout every year if we're going to get a couple of free agent signing days like this. I mean, it's been completely nuts. And yeah, I the irony doesn't escape me, Craig, that, you know, they're players, owners crying over money. They're going to fight like there's no tomorrow over the next couple of months. And yet over $1.4 billion with a B contracts have been signed over the past, 72 hours? You know, it's been completely nuts for what they're doing. The Texas Rangers, my God, they've pretty much completely redone their team. The biggest surprise to me, though, I know it's a small amount, but I was surprised that Kevin Gausman got more money than Robbie Ray. I thought for that, why wouldn't the Blue Jays just keep Ray then? I thought that was kind of strange. Ray was good in the NFC East. You know what you got there? Gausman, I know he's a better pitcher now than he was last time in the American League East. But, you know, now you go into Toronto, which is like, that's like the Coors Field of the American League. Ball flies out of that ballpark. You're going to get the Yankee lineup, the Boston lineup. Little surprised that they wouldn't just stick with the known commodity in Robbie Ray.
Yeah, and I think, look, I mean, it tells you, look, when a team lets a player go like that, George, it sort of tells you more about the player, I think, than anything else. And listen, I thought what Robbie Ray had a wonderful year, but, you know, at this point, he's gone. And, you know, certainly, you know, Kevin Gausman is there. We've had a lot of other free agent signings happen. I think that maybe we could even have some during the show today. It's like I'm trying to do this and I mean, I just didn't think that this was going to happen like this, George. I got to be honest. Like, I mean, we talked about this last week on the show that we could see some like lower level guys want to get signed, want to get paid. But here we are with hundreds of millions of dollars going out. There will be no winter meetings, obviously, next week. There are reports today, this morning, that I'm reading through reporters who are in Dallas that they've already cut off the meetings to try and get this thing negotiated before Wednesday night at midnight. So essentially, it looks like we're going to have a lockout here, George, which means that players are signing. I just honestly, even knowing what I know and, you know, breaking the stories that I break, I just didn't think Corey Seager's contract was going to get done. I didn't think Max Scherzer's contract was going to get done, which tells us all you need to know. Not much is being left on the bone for us as soon as this thing is all negotiated after December or January, George.
Probably the one of the biggest shocks is that Scott Boras, his top three clients, have all signed. Boras never signs early. His guys always wait forever. I mean, it's almost like they don't sign until, you know, they sing the national anthem on opening day and he finally gets his guy signed. But his three biggest ones have all signed. So that's, I'm not going to say it raises a red flag, but it certainly raises a curiosity flag. What does he know? What does he think is going to go on here? Maybe he doesn't want, maybe he's afraid of, okay, when the lockout is lifted, I don't know, somewhere in February, we might guess, maybe March, there's going to be a flood of free agents and he doesn't want that. That drives the market down. If all these guys are out there at the same time, is that what he's worried about? So I said a lot of curiosity. We're trying to read thing into this. You know my thoughts here. I don't know when they're coming back. I don't think it's anytime soon. Negotiations this week won't work. We won't really hear anything now until there's a deadline. And the deadline is really spring training starting. That's when they'll start to lose money. That's when they'll really ramp up things. And we have to hope they can come to some kind of mutual agreement here. Good luck with that.
Yeah, for sure. And look, we'll cover it for you here on Sports Grid. I have a feeling that in 48 hours, as much news as there is on baseball, it's going to be as little news as we're going to have on baseball. So we may as well cover it for you here on the show from a fantasy aspect for those of you who are getting ready for your baseball drafts in February.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
We're in March, certainly, but of course, coming up next, it's time for us to recap what I think probably most would be considered a dreadful game between Seattle and Washington, but definitely some fantasy ramifications from that. So stay on the grid with us as we're here till 2 o'clock Eastern, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock has a day off, so George Kurtz is in today here on this Tuesday. By the way, I'll be off the next couple of days covering some baseball stuff. Be back with you on Friday, as it would appear. Crazy schedule for me this week. Okay, George, so let's go through the fantasy standouts from last night on Monday Night Football and start off with the winning team, the team that is now sort of in a position potentially to make the postseason, the Washington football team. Are you kidding me? Did I just say that? Taylor Heinicke last night, 27 of 35, 223 yards, one touchdown, one interception. I was far too hard on him. Antonio Gibson, 111 rushing yards, seven receptions, 35 yards. This is a solid game, 20-point performance in fantasy. J.D. McKissic, 30 rushing yards, five receptions, 26 yards, two touchdowns. And Terry McLaurin had four receptions for 51 yards in this game. After the game, the head coach of the Washington football team, Ron Rivera, talked about digging out of the huge hole they created at the beginning of the season.
Well, we're not out of it completely, you know, but, you know, unfortunately, it was about learning and growing, and it was all part of the process that we've had to go through to develop as a team. I mean, it really wasn't going to happen overnight. I mean, you know, I know last year and a lot of people I talked about early, and people got upset with me, but that's ball. I mean, it's just the way it is. That's the truth of the matter. And just being honest. I think we're coming together and being the kind of team that we envisioned. And if we can continue to work and play the way we've played, we give ourselves a chance. And that's all we need is a chance.
Well, certainly Washington has a chance. We can definitely agree on that. One team that has no chance and they're getting ready to play golf in January is the very underperforming season for the Seattle Seahawks. And that would include Russell Wilson, who completed 20 of his 31 passes for 247 passing yards, 16 rushing yards, and he did throw two touchdowns. One was to Freddie Swain on a 32-yard grab. The other was to Gerald Everett, who had five catches for 37 yards and a touchdown, and Tyler Lockett, essentially the only fantasy-relevant player, with three catches for 96 yards. You do not see DK Metcalf's name completely silent in this game until the fourth quarter. So, George, let's dive in here a little bit, and let's start with fantasy, and then we'll get to reality. From a fantasy perspective, Gibson had a nice game. McKissic is worth playing pretty much in every game as well. But I'm starting to really think, and I guess it's stating the obvious, that almost everybody on Seattle is dicey at this point. They're out of it. What happens in a week or two? I mean, dare I say, I mean, you don't play Metcalf. I mean, I didn't think that I would ever be down this road. And playing Russell Wilson seems to be dicey, too. I'm concerned for fantasy owners who are heading to the playoffs with these players.
All right, so you mentioned we'll talk about fantasy here. My guess is this: Russell Wilson's hand is not quite there. You know, that pin that was taken out of his finger, I'm sure he's healthy enough to play. But when you got to spin that ball, and that's almost the last finger that touches the ball as it comes off here, it's still not quite there. Maybe he doesn't have the feeling there. It doesn't have quite the grip. Playing in all these cold weather sites, it's not helping any. You know, not that it was brutal in Washington last night, but it wasn't, you know, playing in Miami either. So I'm sure that's not helping there. Can you start Russell Wilson? He's not a quarterback one for me anymore. He's not. You know, I think he's going to fall into quarterback two range. Superflex, you probably have no choice, which is where I am in one league. I have been a superflex, yeah. I have to start him. But in a one quarterback league, I think you do want to find somebody else. The next question is, what has happened to DK Metcalf? I mean, did he make a pass at Russell Wilson's wife? I mean, what happened here? He's not even targeted. Not even targeted. So that's concerning to me. I mean, awfully concerned. But what are you going to do? You're not releasing DK Metcalf. Are you deep enough at wide receiver not to be able to start him? Maybe you are, and that's good luck to you there. They play San Fran. Seattle plays San Fran this week. The way to beat San Fran is through the air, and that's how you're going to beat. You're not going to run against them. Seattle can't run against anybody anyway. So I can't see a sitting Metcalf. You're not going to sit Lockett. That's really all that's startable for me on the team. I'm not starting Collins. I'm not doing it, not going there. Like I said, this is just it's an ugly fantasy situation here in Seattle. Russell Wilson on third down is a 38% completion percentage. Worst in the NFL, worst since 2004, Mark Brunell. And also, what's the amazing thing is, he's throwing the ball the most air yards on third down, which means third one, third two, they're still bombing it out here. They just don't have anybody create the run underneath patterns here. There's not anyone that Russell Wilson trusts here. So they have all sorts of issues there in Seattle.
Yeah, and what's interesting, too, I was thinking about this yesterday because we like to talk history a little with fantasy, too. And the point that I sometimes make, now that the Cardinals have Zach Ertz, they have, like, their first fantasy-relevant tight end, George. It's hard for – in baseball, it's easy for me to go back and remember all the players. For some reason, in football, it's a little bit more difficult for me. And when I was looking at the Seattle running backs last night, you think of the pipeline, George, that they have had in fantasy and how relevant these guys have been. Chris Carson, very relevant, good fantasy running back. Marshawn Lynch, very relevant, good fantasy running back. Even before that, Sean Alexander, very relevant, good fantasy running back. I mean, they have no one, man. Look, like, this is, I don't ever recall under Pete Carroll some running back not getting 25 carries and getting 100 yards. And I think maybe that's sort of the reason why this has all gone sideways.
Oh, I would agree, right? They don't have a strong running game. The offensive line really has been a question mark now for years. Years upon years. And, you know, if Russell Wilson's not that player anymore, where he's going to make those kind of plays, those schoolyard plays, when he's running around the backfield, just get open, I'll find you eventually. If he can't do that anymore, or his accuracy is off, and it was off last night. His zip looked good. He looked like he had, you know, power on the ball. He was throwing the ball hard, but, you know, sort of like he had no idea where it was going. You know, baseball, Mitch Williams, right? Could throw hard. No idea if it's going to hit the catcher or not. Right. You know, a wild thing, you know, major league, same sort of thing there. And I think that's what we're seeing in Russell Wilson right now. I don't think he has much confidence in a lot of players other than maybe Lockett. And I think he still has confidence in Metcalf, too. I don't know what's going on there. That's the strangest thing to me. He doesn't even look his way all that much against the Washington secondary that this year has proven to be very beatable. If they can't get to you by the pass rush, you can beat their secondary. But other than what those two plays to Lockett last night, I think one was a swaim, he did not beat them at all. Just I think something's wrong here with Russell Wilson. I think he's good enough, he's well enough to play, but the finger's giving him some headache here as far as accuracy. I think it's my biggest concern there. And I also think, Craig, I think he's seeing the rush. I think he's seeing the hits coming rather than looking down the field.
Yeah, look, he hasn't looked right since he's come back. And then the thing with Wilson also is you just have to wonder where his head is at. We're going to hear from Wilson a little bit later in the show, so maybe some light will be shed on that. Let's go back to Washington here just for a minute. McLaurin, still very playable, George, down the stretch here. They have a matchup against the Raiders coming up next, which I think is, you know, very legitimate high-scoring game. We saw what happened with the Raiders and Cowboys. But George, McKissick is not going away, right? Like, this guy on playoff rosters is absolutely an RB2.
The problem right now is McKissick had me taken off the field last night, right? Had the neck injury there. I'm looking at it now. They don't know the severity yet. Neck injuries can look ugly when they're on the field, but if it's just a pinched nerve or something like that, he might be able to play here. So we're hoping the best for McKissick, that he is all right, but we don't have an update there. So we need to be a little careful there. I know a lot of Gibson owners were ticked off last night at McKissick. Kept stealing those touchdowns, so they weren't very happy there. But yeah, if he's playing, because he catches the ball out of the backfield, they don't have a true running back as far as that guy, you know, the Emmitt Smith type. There's nobody's going to carry the ball 20 times. They're going to use these guys in the run game and the pass game. It's how they move the football here. It's how they have to move the football. And the running game, by the way, also opens up because guess who returned last night? Logan Thomas. You know, so once again, something else with defenses to worry about. Curtis Samuel came back as well. Not as big a worry for defenses, but still gives McLaurin some help there as well. Washington, you said it. They're in a playoff spot right now. The season ended today, and boy, that would really be depressing if it did. They're in the seventh spot. They would play Green Bay, and believe it or not, Washington controls their own destiny in the NFC East. If they win out, they win the NFC East.
Nah, that's just bananas to think that could happen. But look, it's a testament to that team to stay in it. I mean, I had them written off a few weeks ago, but now that they've won three games in a row, back to being in the picture again. And that's what the NFL has been all season long. As long as you can win two or three in a row, you put yourself right back in. All right, we got...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
A lot of fantasy content to hit on. So coming up next, we're going to talk about which teams are off this week in fantasy football and some potential replacements for them as we take an early look at the waiver wire. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Yesterday we got the news, George, of Christian McCaffrey being out for the season. And so naturally, the bye weeks, in addition to McCaffrey's injury, definitely going to cause a huge problem for fantasy owners because we're going to be talking about Nick Chubb. We're going to be talking about the Panthers backup, whoever that may be. We're going to be talking about Aaron Jones. We're going to be talking about the Titans as well. Before we get to the bye weeks, let's hit on that real quick because that was probably the story of the week. I don't think anything is going to top that. And Davis and I were talking about where McCaffrey would be taken in 2022. He said not the first round. Do you agree with that?
It's easy to say that now. It's recency bias. We're all mad about McCaffrey. And listen, it's going on a couple of years now. He can't stay healthy at all. No. Am I going to say he's not going to go in the first round? 12-team league, at least 8 running backs are going in the first round. You know, you might throw Kelsey in there. Maybe you throw a Devontae Adams type in there.
I don't know about that, George. I don't know.
Is it going to change that drastically? I mean, how many non-running backs are going? How many there's no quarterback going in the first round. Kelsey will go in the first round again, maybe. But even he's not having a big year this year. Is age catching up with him a little bit? We got to worry about that. How many wide receivers can possibly go? I mean, you're talking 6? I don't see that going. You know, I just don't. And think about it. All the top wide receivers, a lot of them are having big years. You know, DeAndre Hopkins been hurt all year too. So I think it's still I think we say, oh, I'm not taking a running back anymore. I'm tired of all the injuries. And I get it.
Right.
Because I'm tired of it too. All right. A lot of these guys get hurt. And I understand it. Listen, you're a running back. You're getting into 25-30 car collisions a game. You know, it's hard to stay healthy here. The most important ability is availability. And McCaffrey doesn't seem to have it. But to say he's not going to be a first-round pick, I'm willing to say he won't be first overall. I'm certainly willing to say that. And maybe I'm willing to say that I don't want him, you know, that I'd stay away a little bit. But to say he's not going to go in the first round, I can't make that statement. Because then I think they're going to have to play in a league where a lot of people aren't taking running back in the traditional league. I'm not talking a super flex league or a 6-point for a touchdown pass league. I'm talking about a regular league here. I have a tough time seeing him not being a first-round pick. His ADP will certainly fall, but I can't see it fall that much, that high. I just can't. Not unless there's a – in the industry itself, we're changing things drastically. We're not taking running backs anymore in the first round. I just can't see it.
Yeah. No, look, I agree with you in a sense, but I think the problem is, George, is that if we can't name the running backs going in the first round next year, then I think we have to put that in the same category going with the receivers. Now, I know that your answer is going to be, well, Jonathan Taylor's going in the – yes, you're right. But beyond that, beyond Jonathan Taylor – like, I have a hard time with those guys, too. Like, I just don't know that it's cut and dry. But it's interesting how we do groupthink on this and sort of just go off what everybody else thinks. I don't know. I think it's a compelling discussion more coming up next year than it ever has been before. All right, so here's who we're losing, George. Let's hit it. The Cleveland Browns this week. So Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Carolina, DJ Moore. We also, you know, McCaffrey, his backup, I suppose, is Hubbard for the rest of the season, or maybe Abdullah. We'll hit on him in a minute. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Dylan, and, you know, and the other running back there whose name is escaping me too. Aaron Jones. Right. Okay. And then Tennessee, not as many. Yeah, not as many Titans as we would have thought a couple of weeks ago. But what's interesting, George, is listen, you've done this a long time like me. Has there ever been, this is the last bye week, I think, but has there ever been week 13 byes in the NFL? I don't ever remember byes happening this late in the year.
No, they've extended. I think there's more bye weeks. Brother. I think there are more. I think, I'm not positive. They've gone late this year. It's making a lot of us fantasy owners nuts because I think it might come to the playoffs at week 14, if I remember correctly. I think I remember seeing someone complain about that. There's still bye weeks in the playoffs. Listen, it is what it is. What are you going to do? I think the NFL stretched it out because of the 18-week season now. Listen, I don't, I'll never understand, Craig, why the NFL just can't make it a bye weeks, 8 weeks of byes. The NFC is going here, AFC is central. You know, just keep going on and you rotate it every year. You know, well, who goes by 1 week? Why can't we just do that? I'll never understand why they have to go, you know, all right, this week it's Cleveland, Tennessee, Green Bay, and Carolina. You know, why? Why do we need to mix it up all over the place? Never understand that. And by the way, you want to make those Thursday night games equal and even? Teams coming up a bye, they play each other the next Thursday night, two of them. There you go. It's even. Mm. And they're both coming off rest this way. Right. No one can complain. Oh, they only got 3 days, blah, blah, blah. No, they didn't. They got fine. Listen, I just solved the problem with the NFL all right there. All right, I should get paid millions of dollars for that. So I don't know why the NFL does what they do. I truly don't. Because we've never really heard an explanation from them about why are some weeks we have 6 week teams on bye, some teams, some weeks two, some weeks four. They're all over the place. Instead, they just pick out of a hat four. In week five, we'll have four teams on bye. It'll be these four teams. I don't get it. I truly don't. But the NFL, they don't care. They don't. They'll tell you everything. We care about competitive balance. No, they don't. All they care about is money. But like I said, the bye weeks have always driven me insane. But there's nothing you can do about it. We have to deal with it.
Yeah. Of the Browns, Panthers, Packers, and Titans, what's the biggest hit in your fantasy team this week? Feels like Green Bay, right? The players on the Packers?
Yeah, it has to be Green Bay, right? Aaron Rodgers, top five quarterback. Devontae Adams, top five wide receiver. Dylan Jones is everyone you want to go there. You know, two very good running backs, to say the least here. And by the way, when they come back, the bye week is good for Aaron Rodgers, right? Should help the toe. I don't think it'll heal it, not completely. He's not going to have surgery, but it should help the toe. But we're going to have a lot of question marks next week, Craig, about you're starting Dylan or you're starting Jones? Or is it now a 50-50 split? Which one's going to be the goal line guy? You know, Dylan's built like a tank. He really should be that guy, right? We don't call him Quadzilla for a joke. The guy's got quads the size of my chest. So that could be a real headache for fantasy owners now that Dylan has a foothold. It was okay as long as Jones was healthy and he was productive. Dylan was an afterthought, a couple of carries here, a couple of carries there. Jones goes out for a game. Dylan gets a couple of touchdowns. Now I'm like, oh, God. You know, which one are they going to start now in week 14? This is going to be a problem.
All right, let's go take a look at the week 13 waiver wire targets. A lot of you will be using this week. I know I will in one league. McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, and Darren Waller. Fun week for me last week. Okay, Carson Wentz coming off a great game fantasy-wise at Houston. You can't play Amir Abdullah, but certainly you got to pick him up with McCaffrey being out for the year. Tevin Coleman of the Jets, George, against Philadelphia. Josh Reynolds of Detroit against Minnesota. Tim Patrick at Kansas City. Yikes, this list is rough. Is this what I'm up against this week? Come on. This is tough.
It's not pretty. Listen, the deeper we go into the season, you know, guys are picking up our players all over the place, and this is a heavy bye week, although maybe not as bad as it could have been. Like, look at those teams, though. Outside of Green Bay, Tennessee, everybody's already hurt anyway. Cleveland, what are you worried about? The running game? That's it. The passing game, nobody cared about. And as far as Carolina, it's just McCaffrey, who I traded for. In my second biggest money league.
Oh, no.
I traded for him on Friday. I got one quarter out of him. Three fantasy points. All right. So, yeah, if I need a couple of minutes to cry, you'll know why. I mean, he's got to be kidding me. I was not happy on Sunday. A few choice letters, actually on Monday. I didn't mind him coming out of the game. All right, fine. He gets hurt. He's out of the game. But we heard his ankle injury. He'll be fine. You know, and by the way, in that league, I really don't have another important game until the second round of the playoffs. I already clinched the bye. I'm like, oh, he'll be fine. Just be healthy by week 16. Yeah, fine. And then you find out, oh, he's out for the year. What? What do you mean he's out for the year? I just traded for him. All right. I traded a draft pick next year. Oh, whatever. Still aggravated. Still won the week. Yay. But just aggravating here. I did not see that coming at all. But there's plenty of running backs out there. There's a lot of guys out there besides Tevin Coleman, who I really don't want to trust. You got to think Philadelphia's going to be an angry team this week. That right. game versus the Giants on Sunday, that was bad. That was putrid for both teams, but the Giants were terrible too. That was just a bad football game. If you know, living in the New York area, Sunday is the reason for DirecTV, the Red Zone, whatever. Because if not, you had to sit through that Giant-Eagle game and the Jets-Texans game. I mean, that could make you a basketball fan real quick. Real quick, because that was just this ugly football here that I did not enjoy watching. Thank God for Red Zone and the other games. But I think, listen, bottom line is I think you can find a running back you'll be happy this week. Carson Wentz, yeah, he turns the ball over, and you could blame him for that game in the real-life NFL, but the points are there, right? The points are there for Carson Wentz. I'll take it. Josh Reynolds versus Minnesota. I don't trust the Detroit quarterbacks either. But the way to beat Minnesota is through the air. He's going to have to throw the football. Tim Patrick, by the way, I would take in a heartbeat. I know Kansas City's playing better, and they look like the best team in the AFC again, but Tim Patrick is probably my favorite guy outside of Carson Wentz, who, once again, if you need a quarterback, I have no problem with Carson. Just hopefully you're not in a league where you get -3 for interceptions.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's easy to say now, George, but if Wentz stops throwing picks, you know, and if I had more hair, you know, like, I guess that's probably the way to say it, but, like, if Wentz stopped throwing picks, I mean, where would he be ranked in fantasy this year? He'd be the top 10 guy for sure.
He's been serviceable. I think Frank Reich is trying to revive him because he realizes, I think Reich's career with the Indianapolis is directly tied to Wentz. You're going to give up a number one pick for him, right? So if he bombs, that's going to come down on you. Go, oh, we just lost a number one pick for this guy. You know, and Indianapolis, by the way, schedule's rough, but they're right there in the playoff hunt as well after a rough beginning.
Yeah. Look, they've had some big wins. This past week was a really big loss for sure. But for them to go to Buffalo and dominate them tells you, at the very least, they're a 500 team. Okay, coming up next, we are closing in on the end of the fantasy football regular season. And then, of course, we have the playoffs. So for those of you who have fallen in love through the years of drafting Russell Wilson and drafting Aaron Rodgers and maybe this year drafting Jalen Hurts, the question is, if you're back in on them next year or you're playing in a dynasty league, are they going to be back on the teams they're on currently? George and I will dive into it next and also hear from a pretty emotional Russell Wilson.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
After the loss last night to the Washington football team, stay on the grid. George and I will be right back on Fantasy Sports Today. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. We'll be right back.
Head on over to Twitter and follow us at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for all the latest news, notes, information, injury updates, and, of course, information that can help you become a smarter, better against the spread. Also, fantasy content from our show, Fantasy Sports Today, The Early Line, The Morning After. Scott Farrell, Coast to Coast. I'll be on there later as Dane and Carver filling in, so I'll be on that show talking some baseball. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Okay, quarterbacks in 2021 going to look a lot different in 2022. We know that for sure. George, the draft is going to change things significantly. We know that guys like Kenny Pickett of Pittsburgh and some others are going to be taken. This draft class in particular for quarterbacks is at least on the surface not what this past year was, but there's this quarterback inflation that happens every year in the Senior Bowl and after the combine that these quarterbacks get lifted up like Jordan Love did. Maybe Matt Corral of Mississippi, that happens too. But that's the dynamic in sports that you really can't quantify because the quarterbacks sort of all of a sudden decide, okay, I don't want to be here anymore, like Aaron Rodgers, maybe like Russell Wilson. And then that completely changes the free agent game and it changes the draft game too.
I think next year, as far as quarterback free agency or quarterback availability, could be wild. All right, we know Aaron Rodgers is almost certainly gone from Green Bay. And with Russell Wilson, he's wanted out of Seattle now for a couple of years, and there's no way that I see Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll returning to Seattle. Maybe one does, but I don't see both. I think GM might be gone out of there too. So that's going to put him on the market there. How about Deshaun Watson? All right, he's going to be available. Yeah, and don't kid yourself. No matter what you think about Watson, whether or not you think these things are true or not, there'll be some team that'll take a shot at him. Right, the Dolphins seem to be awfully close before they backed away. Because they wanted, they wanted everything to go away. Yeah, it's that easy, to make criminal charges go away and all these civil lawsuits. Sure. So I think next year is going to be wild. And what you said about the draft is correct. It's not expected to be anywhere near as strong a quarterback draft as this past season was. But there'll be inflation. I'm curious, though, from what we're hearing right now. Now it's only November. Things could certainly change by April. The best player in the draft is the pass rusher, whose name escapes me at the moment, and I don't think I can pronounce it anyway. But when was the last time someone other than a quarterback went one? And the Detroit Lions are likely to have that pick, and they right. need a quarterback. You can't win this league without one. So if they don't sign one, Craig, they still may be forced to take a quarterback at one, or even if they trade down a couple of slots to go get a quarterback and get more picks, I can see that too. But I do wonder, like you said, will a quarterback still be taking number one, even though he may not be a top 10 player in the draft?
Yeah, no, it's really hard to say, George. You make a good point, and the inflation will be there. I just don't think you're going to see the Fields, Lance, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, like the foursome of those. Like, I just don't think that's going to happen, but you're going to see two or three go. I don't think there's any doubt. All right, so who could be elsewhere in 2022? Maybe the guy that we saw last night, Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks. 1,800 passing yards this season, 118 rushing yards. He has 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Those are great numbers. Of course, the problem is he missed 3 weeks with a finger injury. The other problem is in the offseason, he talked about, he didn't talk about, but there were reports basically from everybody stating that maybe it was time for Wilson to head elsewhere. Pretty emotional after the game last night in the loss. Talked about what Seattle has to do moving forward for the rest of the week.
Made a good play, and so I think it's just the this journey, this season's been challenging. It's been tough, but at the same time, there's more football left, and I know for me personally, I'm gonna give everything I have, like I always do, every day, every play, to the very end, the last play of the game, just like tonight, because I don't know any other way, and I think these guys in this locker room don't know any other way, as well. There's a lot of amazing courage in that locker room, a lot of amazing belief, I know I believe in myself. I know I believe in those guys in the locker room. I know we believe in each other, and so there's going to be some challenges and stuff, people this and that talking a lot, this and that. But I think what we know is that we're together, and we want to do everything we can to play the next game, great. And that's what we got to do. We got to step up to the challenge. And as crazy as it may seem, and as tough as it is, that's our obligation to do that. It's a gift to be able to play this game every day. So I haven't been in a situation before like this, but what I do know is I know there's only one way to respond, and that's with your head up, with your mind right, with great language. That's with perspective that, you know, everything in life isn't always easy, and even in your careers and whatever it may be in sports. But I do know that we will be better.
Yeah, tough that yesterday for Russell Wilson, and last night, George, no doubt about it. When I look at it, it doesn't sound like Wilson is beaten, but I think he has the realization that it's simply just playing the games the rest of the season. Bottom line, is Wilson back with Seattle next year, George?
No, I don't think he is. Even if Carroll is gone too, I think he's gone for a couple of reasons. One, he's wanted out of there. Two, the only way this team's getting better is if they trade Wilson. They don't have a number one pick next year. They traded for Jamal Adams, a pick that's very likely to be top 10, maybe top 5. You know, this team does bottom out. They've already really bottomed out here. And you look at their schedule, San Fran, probably a loss this week. All right, I think you'll beat Houston. I'm not even sure of that, but I think you'll beat Houston in week 14. Then Rams, probably a loss. Chicago, Detroit, Arizona. So you're better than Chicago. You're better than Detroit. I can see 3 more wins coming. You know, if it's going to be right around a top 10, top 12 pick, it's brutal. The only way to rebuild, if the Seahawks don't think it, you know, hey, we can keep Wilson, but he's going to be unhappy and we're not going to be a great team. We can't win the Super Bowl right now because we don't have enough other parts. Then you need a rebuild. And the only way to do that is to trade Russell Wilson. You could get a couple of number ones for him.
Yeah, and I think that they're probably headed down that road, George. I would agree with you. All right, so the next quarterback to discuss is Aaron Rodgers, who has provided so much fun drama for us in fantasy and reality this season with everything that's gone on. 2,800 passing yards, is having another great year, 76 rushing yards, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Of course, he missed 1 week. Rodgers at the end of the season, George, it's going to be a 40-touchdown season minimum, MVP-type year. Probably, no matter where he is next year, going to have an MVP-type year. Wonderful destinations for him if he chooses to leave. I don't know, honestly, why he would, George. He's in a great spot now. But, to try and figure out this guy is probably the hardest thing to do, so I'm not going to try. I'll let you. What do you make of this?
Oh, I'm not going to try and figure Aaron Rodgers out, not his personality and what things he does. Impossible. That being said, yeah, I think he's leaving Green Bay. I don't think it's anything about the community or anything like that. I think him and the GM just not getting along. I don't, maybe it's part LaFleur, but he hated McCarthy too. So maybe it's just, once again, it's just him, but I think he's going. So he has that agreement, but they'll let it happen. So I think he is going here. I would be somewhat surprised if he stayed. I mean, I'm one of those guys, Craig. I like guys who are, you know, with one team to stay with that team. Yeah, you know, I do. I'm a Cowboy fan. He's going to go, just get the hell out of the NFC, right? Go to the AFC somewhere. Go away. You know, I don't want to deal with you anymore. You're beating us all the time here. But I, you know, as a football fan, yeah, I'd like to see those guys stay with their teams forever. So I would like to see, I would like personally to see Rodgers stay, but I just don't see it. We haven't heard anything that things have softened there, that him and the GM are getting along now that he wants to stay. You know, another big season. We expected this to have a big season. It's not a shock here. So I don't think anything's changed here. I think, once again, Rodgers will be on the move. Wilson and Rodgers, pretty much numbers 1A and 1B as far as quarterbacks on the move.
Right. And look, right now, George, I mean, would you say that let's assume Miami and Houston end up figuring their stuff out, which, I mean, who knows if that'll happen or not. But I got Carolina as a possible destination for either. I got Denver as a possible destination for either. Are you willing to go any further than that? But those two seem to be, I would think, primary locations for teams that, by the way, they want to win now. You know, like I don't want to throw a team out there that's in a rebuild situation or just losing, you know, a lot next year. Like I think these guys want to go where they're going to win immediately. But Denver to me and Carolina to me stick out amongst some others. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. I think those two teams are in play for any quarterback that's available. I think Denver, you sort of saw that. One of the reasons they traded Von Miller, they wanted draft picks. They wanted ammunition to go out and get one of these quarterbacks. You know, whether it's Deshaun Watson, Rodgers, Wilson, whatever it might be, they want the draft pick ammunition. So I think that's what they're doing here. Carolina, we know they want a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. They don't have one right now. They have no choice. And Matt Rhule's not waiting around. Another team I'll put on this list, Pittsburgh. Ben's done. Yeah. We know that. They have three really good wide receivers there. Johnson, Smith-Schuster, Claypool. Good running back now in Najee Harris. Offensive line still needs some work, but hey, you know, can't have everything in life. Good defense. I would be surprised if Pittsburgh's not in play for Rodgers or Wilson. Whether or not they want to go there, that's another question. You know, maybe not the, quite their choice of destination, but I think I'd be surprised. I don't think Pittsburgh's going the, we'll draft one route. What are they drafting? Probably mid-teens. Not getting anybody up top. But I think they're going to go after one of these guys. I can see a Winston being in play here as well. And speaking of Winston, New Orleans has to be in play. They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? We know they don't believe in Taysom Hill. If they did, he would have already been quarterbacking. I know he might start Thursday against Dallas, but they'd have to get a quarterback. So that might be my top four teams. There are others, and they're always a surprise team or two, right? There's always somebody out there that, oh, my God, you know, whatever it could be. But those would probably be my top four teams as far as, yes, they're definitely going out and getting one of these top-name marquee quarterbacks or trading for Watson.
Yep. All right. Let's close it out. Jalen Hurts of Philadelphia. We know that Philadelphia had a rough week, George, but in general, they've been better than most people thought. I mean, I suppose if you look at their win total at the beginning of the season, I think it was like 6.5 or something crazy low. They're going to go over that, George. Jalen Hurts, 21 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 2,400 passing yards, 695 rushing yards. And what does Philadelphia have more than anybody else? George, they got 3 picks in the first 20. In the NFL draft coming up. So they're going to have a choice to commit to Hurts or go elsewhere. What do you think?
This might be the toughest one because it keeps changing. Craig, if you would have asked me this the first, 8-9 weeks of the season? No, they got to spend probably more than one of those picks on a quarterback. They got to, package and move up. You know, they get a quarterback they like in this draft. And then, playing good again. Okay, they can take three top BPAs. Philadelphia's going to be really good in 2 years. And now when you watch against the Giants, we're back to, maybe they got to package those picks again. I would not want to be the Philadelphia GM because this is it. Nothing else matters here. This decision is going to determine what Philadelphia is. Is he the quarterback of the future, or do you need to package those picks and go out and get somebody? Or, you're going to go sign one of those guys, whatever it might be. This is it. So I don't know. This is the one I'm probably least sure about because if they didn't have these extra picks, you ride with Hurts another year. You're going to write out the rookie contract and you'll see it. But they don't. So now they need to make up their mind here. You always have to make up your mind right now. So I think they're going to spend it on a quarterback. I think they're going to be unsure as well. And when you're unsure, you can't take a chance. Not when you're going up against Dak Prescott in that division. You're not going to beat Dallas without a quarterback. Giants lead a quarterback too, by the way. And so much across the football team. That whole division is in flux outside of Dak.
Yeah, I feel like we've just added 2 more teams to the mix, George. Good job on those. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with plenty more here on Fantasy Sports Today. Headlines coming up also at the top.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
For the hour, the latest in the hot stove in Major League Baseball. Stay on the grid. George and I back here on FFC in just 2 minutes.
Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We've got a game coming up very quickly, George, on Thursday night, as you mentioned, Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints. We know already that Mike McCarthy not going to be coaching in this game, but it looks like Amari Cooper is still, you know, questionable to play in this game as well. The quote was not feeling the best, and so I'm not feeling the best about Dallas, to be honest with you. I'm hopeful CeeDee Lamb gets to play in this one.
Dallas has 12 players slash personnel on the COVID list. All right, so they've got some issues here. You mentioned McCarthy's got it. Joe Philbin, the offensive line coach, has got it. Several other coaches as well. The only player of note that has it and won't play would be Terrence Steele. He's more the backup right tackle now that Lyle Collins is back, but it is their top swing tackle. Cooper's not on the list anymore. He can play, but you said it. Weird this morning. This is pure Dallas for you. You know, you go through Twitter, Jerry Jones has his news conference. Oh, I expect Cooper to play. He's going to play Thursday. An hour later, McCarthy doesn't expect him to play. It's like, yeah, way to go, guys. Way to see you on the same page there is. Bottom line is, I don't know if they're just playing games with New Orleans, you know, trying to gamesmanship there. Maybe he goes, Maybe he doesn't. We'll see. Yeah, bottom line is, we'll see. How you can feel confidence in Dallas, beyond me. I'm the Cowboy fan. I'm not confident in them. I think they win the game. They're better than New Orleans. But I thought they were better than the Raiders. Thought they were better than the Broncos. That didn't work out very well, and those games were at home.
Yeah. No, it'll be interesting game Thursday night. A lot of these games have been sort of run the ball effectively, but we'll see if that continues. All right, we'll take a break here on Fantasy Sports Today. We got the headlines coming up at the top of the hour. LSU is currently introducing their new head coach, Brian Kelly. So that's official. He leaves Notre Dame to take over the Tigers and move to the SEC. We got plenty more to come here with Chris at the top of the hour. Make sure you stay on the grid with us, Fantasy Sports Today, every day, Monday through Friday, from noon to 2 Eastern, right here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com. And we'll be right back with plenty more to come, including a look tonight at the DFS schedule in the NBA. Brett Levy locked and loaded over on FanDuel, so we'll help you with that as well. We continue on here on this, what I would say is a gorgeous Florida afternoon. Great.
Sports happens every day, and we give you expert insights and information on gaming, odds, and more every day.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.